I spoke with Molly Tuttle a couple days ago. She and her band Golden Highway are playing the Attic in Ybor on Thursday and Bach Tower Gardens on Friday. In 2017, Molly was the first woman ever to win the International Bluegrass Music Association's Guitar Player of the Year Award. The next year, she won it again, along with being named the Americana Music Association's Instrumentalist of the Year. Her first albums were not strictly bluegrass. Her new album is. It's called Crooked Tree. But while the sound is traditional bluegrass, the subjects are anything but. They celebrate individuality and independent women in particular. We started our conversation with my asking Molly to what extent she set out to give bluegrass music a new set of themes.
I definitely set out to make a bluegrass record, but I also wanted it to feel true to who I am and true to my influences. Like, I think the songwriters who influenced the new album would range from John Hartford to Hazel Dickens or Gillian Welch. And when you get into those strong women songwriters in the bluegrass realm or in the old time or Americana realm, a lot of the stories do differ from, like, Bill Monroe, who sang about his home in Kentucky or life on the road as a male bluegrass musicians. So pulling from those influences and also singing songs that resonated with me and with my personal life and my story just happened to make the songs about different things than you usually hear in bluegrass, because it is such a male-dominated genre. And a lot of the songs in bluegrass are about regionally, like the American South. And I sing a lot of like geographical songs on the album that are about places that I've lived. Like, I've lived in the South. I lived in Nashville for 7 years, but I also grew up in California and lived in Boston and have family ties to Illinois. So yeah, I did want to keep it personal in that way.
I think the title song, Crooked Tree, speaks to all of us because we all worry that we don't measure up in some way. But you've been public that the inspiration for you was your alopecia. What made you decide to not just put the song out there, but to expose something of yourself?
Yeah, I think it was something that I had to do for myself. And I think anyone who has something that makes them different and tries to keep it inside for years and years, it's not a good feeling. Throughout my teens and early 20s, it just felt like this big weight that I had to carry around that I shared with my friends and family, but it felt like people who weren't immediately close to me maybe sort of knew something was up. I mean, I do wear wigs and I'm changing my hairstyles. And when I was a kid, I wore hats. So I think a lot of people assumed that I maybe had cancer or lost my hair for other reasons. It's not a great feeling to have people making assumptions about your health and to just feel like you have to keep everything inside all the time. And then the other part of it was that I've always envisioned helping other people with alopecia. But before I could do that, I really had to come to terms with it on my own and feel comfortable sharing it with the world, because there's nothing to be ashamed about, no matter what you look like. But for me, accepting it myself and sharing it with others for reasons that had to do with my own self-acceptance had to come first before I could help anyone else in the same situation.
And what has the response been like? Are you hearing from people?
Yeah, I mean, I think I first started sharing about alopecia when I was maybe 22 or 23, and I was playing at this alopecia conference. I remember posting a picture online of me without hair, kind of explaining what alopecia was. And it was an overwhelming positive response. And that's what it's mainly been. Like, every time I talk about it, people just try to understand and are really considerate of my feelings. And people always share that it's inspired them to accept things about themselves that have been hard. But I did share online recently thoughts on like the Oscars, and I didn't go into detail about what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock, but just kind of sharing my feelings about anytime people have made jokes about my appearance and just the comments online that I saw regarding that incident about alopecia and minimizing it or comparing it again to having cancer and saying, well, at least you're not dying if you lose your hair. And that can be really hurtful for people who are going through this experience of losing their hair and feeling like they've lost a huge part of themselves to hear other people minimizing it and saying, well, at least it's not this, and pointing to other things that are totally unrelated. So there was a little bit of that kind of backlash in the last couple of weeks, which was surprising to me because I've never felt that before from people in my community. But I think that just made me want to educate people more and share the impact that it does have on the alopecia community when people make jokes about our appearance or or minimize the experience of having alopecia.
I don't want to pretend that you'd rather have it, but you do have that line in the song, "I'd rather be a crooked tree."
Yeah, I think that really comes with time. Like, you have to just accept it on a base level first, accept that you can't do anything to change it. And then over time, you start to see the positives. Like, I love getting to share my story. I love even little things like getting to switch my hair up whenever I want to. I found that to be really fun, and it is part of who you are. So I think over time, if you work towards acceptance, it becomes kind of like a celebration of what makes us different in a way.
To me, the song was not just about that, but also about being a woman in bluegrass. You've described jamming with guys at a festival, everybody taking turns soloing, and you being passed over as if you were invisible.
I didn't grow up in an area where bluegrass was super popular, so I had my little bubble of the music scene where I grew up. But when I got out into the rest of the world and started going to festivals and went to music college, I realized that it is such a male-dominated space, and you really can feel like people are underestimating you a lot as a woman instrumentalist and as a woman in like a male-dominated genre. So that's the other thing that this album I felt like was about for me, is just claiming my musical background, even though sometimes I feel like an outsider.
How confident were you when you finished the album that you had something that audiences would find particularly compelling?
I've never felt more confident. I just feel like the songs felt really natural, and I felt really good about them. I got into a great groove with the people I was writing with and felt like I had real stories to tell. And that hasn't always been the case for me. Sometimes I feel like I don't have enough songs, or feel like I kind of am piecing together something throughout touring, but really having 2 years to focus on writing helped a lot, I think. Even though the pandemic was not a positive thing by any means, one thing that I did was just write a lot, and I was really happy that I was able to write an album that I felt proud of and that I felt people would respond to.
You're a third generation bluegrass player in your family. What does keeping that connection to your past mean to you?
It was important to me to recognize it on this album. Like, my grandfather was a banjo player on a farm in Illinois, and my dad grew up on the farm as well and loved music, and then moved out to California and became a music teacher. So it was like, I felt like my grandfather was planting the seeds of bluegrass in my family, and then my dad was able to carry it a step further and become a music teacher, and then he taught me how to play, and now I'm doing it full time. So it really feels like it began with my grandfather on the farm in Illinois, listening to the Grand Ole Opry and loving Flat and Scruggs and the Stanley Brothers and Bill Monroe. And it's important for me to embrace that part of myself as well.
And here you're again embracing being different. You talked about going to bluegrass festivals with your father, and I read where you said it was so cool because nobody at my school knew what bluegrass was. For most teenagers, that would be the opposite of cool. But you liked being different.
I did and I didn't. Like, part of me did hide that from my peers in high school. I think some of my best friends would come and see me play, but midway through high school, I remember a friend coming to school and being like, "I heard you play banjo and that's so cool. Do you want to play with me at the open mic?" And I was just so surprised that anyone thought banjo was cool, because I kind of kept it a secret that I played banjo. But after that, then I started being a bit more open about it, and people did think it was cool once I started sharing, but I did still feel like bashful about it. And I felt like I had this life with my friends where we'd go out on the weekends and listen to pop music or electronic music or go to clubs that were popular in San Francisco and stuff. But then some weekends I'd be like at a bluegrass festival with my dad and my brothers, and it did feel very separate.
I think my favorite line in the song "Crooked Tree" is, "After all the so-called perfect trees were cut down and only the crooked ones remained, you say no one left to tell them if they're growing right or wrong." How does that sort of define your path?
I think the more like you embrace yourself and embrace what makes you unique, you just filter out those people who are gonna tell you otherwise. You just kind of set a standard of, this is who I am, and I'm not really opening that door for anyone to make me feel different.
Two trees in the forest, one was crooked, one was straight. Crimson bark and emerald needles growing day by day. And though they look so on the land. Spinning blades that came to visit, carried by a man. And every other tree would see them cut down where they stand by and by.
Molly Tuttle on words and music and the title song from her new album, Crooked Tree. Molly plays the Attic in Ybor City on Thursday and the Bock Tower Gardens Concert Under the Stars series on Friday.